The blues is one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century. It's such simple music. It seems timeless. But the blues does have a history, and it keeps changing. For the 1920s New York record industry, the blues was a parade of powerful women on stage singing about sex, sadness, and feeling blue. This is a story of how a folk art met up with new media and became the bedrock of American music. From the Deep South came the blues that gave birth to rock and roll. In the 1960s, white kids got the blues. The blues ended the 20th century as the ultimate brand of authenticity, music that could be celebrated by prisoners and presidents. The blues may have had their roots in Africa, but the music was born in the USA. From the start, the blues spoke in the first person, talking about moving on and leaving your troubles behind. The blues was being improvised all over the South, for pleasure and for profit. It was New York, the capital of the new recording industry, that made the blues a driving force in popular music. In 1920, Perry Bradford scored a big hit with Crazy Blues, sung by Mamie Smith. It's said to have sold 1 million copies. No one knows for sure. What is certain is that it launched the blues as pop music.